الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, we are here in the beginning of Muharram. There are 3 10-day periods which the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم used to honor very greatly. The last 10 days of Ramadan, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and the first 10 days of Muharram. So these are great and respectable and honorable times. And especially like the days of the last 10 days of Ramadan, the highlight is Shab-e-Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. And then in the month of Zulhijjah is the 9th of Arafat. And then here is the 9th and 10th. The 10th actually, the 9 and 10 or 10 and 11 of Muharram. So the Sahaba should also honor these days with ibadat, etc. But we, unfortunately, along the course of history, there are certain groups of people who exploit this 10 days and make it very emotional. And about they speak about the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the incident of Karbala, and this is actually their field work to convert people to their way of thinking. They play with the emotions of the people, whereas Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam zamana was so long before, and the martyrdom, which is a sad occasion, but that was a long time afterwards. That has not, Shariat was completed already. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Akmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. Incidents which took place afterwards don't influence the completion and the perfection of our deen. So, and they have made inroads amongst our people also, particularly through the people who we call the Barilwis, who are also from the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, and those people also, the first 10 days of Muharram, they give great preference, but not in the way the Sahaba, in their own way. And these other people also, they also give great preference to these days, but they have made it a breeding ground to exploit the occasion and to spread their wrong beliefs. And on emotions they work on the hearts of people. So anyway, that is what they do. So in the 10 days, what we should do is also remember the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and their great, great sacrifices for the sake of deen. In Surah Fatah, in the last, the whole surah, it centers around the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. And the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah teaches us great, great lessons of how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum totally submitted to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the total submission of theirs and the submission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Allah ta'ala's command to make peace with the Quraysh of Makkah on that occasion, with the outward conditions of the peace treaty almost totally against the Muslims. But they accepted it. Allah tabaraka ta'ala declared it as a great victory. And the victories just followed after that, one after the other. So in the end of the surah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala brings the surah to a beautiful end by saying, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. And the greatest praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasulullah. He is the messenger. Allah chose him to be his messenger. And not only messenger, but the final messenger. Not only the final messenger, the greatest messenger. Of all the Anbiya, of all the Rusul, Allah made our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the greatest. And Allah proves the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Risalat, his messengerhood, that he did his work as a Rasul. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ وَالْكُفَّارُ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. The band of Sahaba that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared. That what they, in that 23 years of Nabuwat, what a band and what a group of Sahaba Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared. What qualities they had. Ashidda'u alal kuffar. They were very hard against the kuffar, really against the ways of the kuffar. They tried their best to win over the kuffar to become Muslims. They didn't chase them away. By their akhlaq, even by jihad, all the purpose was to win them over. But the ways of the kuffar, that they totally opposed it completely. And ruhama'u bainahum, and they loved like, kunu ibadallahi ikhwana, like you are one family, like that they loved amongst them, that brotherhood, that kindness, that forgiveness, overlooking, forbearance, tolerance, amongst them, they were like one family. So this is one aspect of this Sahaba, which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prepared. And then another aspect, tarahum sujja'an rukka'an. You see them all the time in ibadat, yabtaghuna, fadlan min rabbihim wa ridwana. Min Allahi wa ridwana. That they always with sincerity, total sincerity. In other words, their private life. And this also all of us have to check ourselves. Our private life also is in order. And then our outward life also is in order. And ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. And they were produced such a way you could make them men of Allah. They were such men that in the morning you could see they were in ibadat at the night. And during the day, their akhlaq, you could see Iman and Islam in their faces. In other words, they were genuine inwardly, outwardly. May Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ. That is the example Allah had given in the Torah also. وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. And the example in the Injil Allah Ta'ala gave, كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْعَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَخْلَضَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ. That it is like a farm, a piece of ground, a land of farm. First it is just a barren land. Then you cultivate it, you work on it. Then you plant your things. Then your little plants start growing. Whatever you have planted, then it becomes strong. It grows up. It becomes strong, and then it becomes firm. Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali has given a beautiful analogy here that the life of Makkah, the 10 years of Makkah Sharif, was just that farm of hard work, taking out the rocks, taking out the thorns, preparing the ground. 10 years went in that. The life of Medina was planting now all the things. And now all the plants started growing. The life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Islam became strong. The stem of Islam became strong. So much so that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, يَنْقُسُ الدِّينُ وَأَبُو بَكَرْ حَيٍّ. That deen has become so strong, while Abu Bakr is alive radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not a bit of difference. Then in the rest of the Khulafa, Allah Ta'ala made it that it gave its fruit. Islam spread in the world. And then that carried on in the Tabi'een. Tabi'een. So this beautiful example. That was by way of introduction which I presented. The important lesson that I want to try and discuss, which we have learned and we try and share with our brothers, is in the next surah now, Surah Hujarat. And this is the important point, that how did the Sahaba reach this stage? This greatness and the sacrifice. Also in the previous surah, when Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going for Umrah, he asked all the Muslims to join him. So that the Quraysh don't want to make jihad, they see they're a big number. But many Muslims who were weak at heart in the villages who were staying far from Medina, many people who were just by name Muslims, they refused to join. But the sincere Muslims, they joined. Now where did this come? And today also, like we know the famous incident of Shah Abdullah Andalusi Rahmatullah Ali, that when he fell in love with that Christian girl, he married her, etc., all that. Where it started, when he had a thought that he thought low of the Jews and Christians. That was the cause of this guna, yeah. So So when we also get involved in any type of gunas, whether it is our language, bad language, whether it is extramarital affairs, going on porn sites, there's something else behind it, which this is a punishment for you. Falling into guna is a punishment for some other guna which was done. And this is either secretly that guna was done, or be'adabi, disrespect. And in return of that, this comes here. It comes out in something else. If it comes out in some worldly like problem, you met up with an accident, you fell ill, you lost somebody dear, that is a small, and you take ibrat and lesson. But when you commit a guna and Allah is displeased, He involves you in a bigger guna then. So here the next whole surah, Surah Hujarat, Allah Ta'ala devoted it to the adab the Sahaba had for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That stage they reached was because of adab and respect. They had adab. And so much so Allah starts the surah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulihi. Don't be in front of Allah and His Rasul. Not physically only, but what it means really, don't let have your opinion stronger than the opinion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't show any type of disrespect. Don't walk past him in front of him. Don't, whatever is called disrespect. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Don't raise your voices in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is the other? Do not call him to come out of his house. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. And don't raise your voices. All this, that if Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his house, don't disturb him at that time. Don't go and shout at the door, Muhammad, come out, we want to speak to you, etc. As some Bedouins came, they didn't know adab. So all disrespects. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says that this surah has taught us directly the great, great respects of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then through that, respect of our parents also. Respect of our asatizah, of our mashayikh, our elders. And today this is where we are faltering. This respect is gone out of us. Today wife doesn't really respect the husband. Husband doesn't respect his wife. Students today, one instance of whether it was local or overseas, the family went to a supermarket, child wanted a toy, the father didn't buy it, the child in front of everyone punched the father in the face. And today we know in schools, yeah, in our schools, overseas it's worse, firearms in the schools, principals are chased out of the schools. Teachers are being hit, etc. All this disrespect. So this disrespect is a very serious matter. This leads to all the other, to other things, more major things. So we have to learn adab, to have respect for everyone. Respect of Quran Sharif, respect of the masjid, respect of our elders, respect of our mashayikh, respect of our kitabs. But adab, a person goes very, very far. Ba adab, ba nasi. A person goes very far. Be adab, be nasi. Without adab, a person is zero. And bad adab, if a person is negative, he's abusive, he speaks insolently towards people, then his share is also negative. It goes minus there. So therefore, this is a very, very important thing. And today we say that somebody became a Shia, he became a Salafi because he had such friends. It isn't that. One of the major things is this bi'adabi. Now you became friends. That occasion came where you met that person. You didn't enjoy, there is no coincidence by Allah Ta'ala. That just coincidentally you met that person. He met you, he spoke to you, you got influenced by him. You were just sitting in the haram, you were just reading Quran piously, innocently, and now somebody came and sat by you and a conversation started and you became influenced with the person. All this is not that's the outward sabab, but there is a sabab behind it. And according to the understanding, which I get from the Quran Sharif, one of the major causes is this bi'adabi. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes that bi'adabi causes more harm sometimes to a person than a guna. A guna, a person accepts as a guna. He makes tawbah, he makes istighfar. But this bi'adabi, we don't even ask for maaf. We don't even think I've done wrong. We don't watch ourselves. So therefore, this is a very serious thing. And its consequences can be very, very disastrous also. So this is a lesson which I need very greatly. All of us need. And we have to ask, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to quote this quite often, that Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali should make lot of dua to Allah, teach me adab. Adab of everything. Adab is a very, very great thing. How, what choice of words, tone, the volume of, the tone, the volume, the way we say, facial language, our eyes, how we wink at somebody, etc. Like so in a mocking way, how we, our body language, all these things are very, very important. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us learn these things. And during these days, when it is this breeding ground, be very careful that we don't get trapped into such beautiful names are given to these programs, seminars, and beautiful about how the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the zulam, the oppression of Imam Hussein, all that, a Muslim's heart melts for that. But that is, they are feeding poison through there. And they are turning our attention away. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala teach us all, we are all, then there is only one way to beg of Allah. Yeah. On our own, we won't even know what is adab, and we won't be able to practice it. But beg of Allah that He teaches us adab. And keep on making tawbah. Allah has kept the doors of tawbah wide open. And a person makes sincere tawbah, Allah accepts readily his tawbah also. And also make lot of shukr for that Allah Ta'ala pre-94 was a different South Africa. We didn't know any about these things yet. It was just we were one closed mind, and Allah reward our great ulama, they took us on the straight path. And we didn't have to worry. But now, it's everyone has got an open mind. And everyone say you must be objective. You must listen to everyone. Now all the embassies which are in the country, and they are not just here for political reasons, they've got lot of agendas. And today, the breeding ground, universities, colleges, workplaces, and then the media, the internet, etc. And everyone wants to go onto this site, onto that site, you get laid onto something else, something appeals to you. And all this again is the basic thing, there is something else. And also the adab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so great that little bit difference comes in it, a person's iman is at stake. That today Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not here present with us. But the respect and adab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of utmost importance. As I usually used to say, that you can make, there are a lot of things you can make jokes about, but don't make jokes about deen. Don't make jokes about Quran, about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about anything. What we don't understand, except I don't understand. But don't try and find fault in there. Don't try and question, accept wholeheartedly. That is the true iman that a person accepts. And nobody can can understand everything. No, who can say with 100% certainty, my father is my father. But we all accept it. 100% we accept it. There are many things that we don't understand, that we haven't got proof for. But we accept it wholeheartedly. So all our the correct teachings from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, and then all the Imma Mujtahideen, what we call Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and in our time and in our context, our ulama of Dioban, what they have taught us, the correct, and all the other things, if you go and see, it came afterwards. So they were all splinter groups, where the right at the beginning from the Shias, from the Mu'tazilas, all the other groups which we don't know also about, fortunately, then the Salafis, all new splinter groups, Qadianis, Barelvis, these were not there all the time. The group that has been here all the time from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what is called the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. All these others came afterward. So that is the correct. So the main thing to remain firm on Iman and Deen is our adab. One very important aspect. Our adab, have adab, respect for Quran Sharif, for everything. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And mashallah, I'm so happy all the brothers came. Always attend the programs. Allah wishes that the programs carry on as they are. Attend the programs, be conscious, we are reminded. As mashallah, Maulana Abdul Rahman spoke, how many things are refreshed. All is a wadhakir fa'inna dhikra tanfa'u al-mu'mineen. We get reminded our weekly programs, our monthly programs, our islahi programs. Always try and attend. It will be only of benefit for us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, tomorrow night, after the Maghrib Salat, the Isha Salat, our monthly Ash'ar and Zikr Majlis will be taking place in the Darul Ulum in Azharwal. And inshallah, on Yawmul Ahad, Sunday morning, from 10 o'clock until Zuhar Salat, the monthly majlis will be taking place. I humble request for all the brothers to participate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Salim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman wa amitna ala al-Iman wa ahshurna yawma al-Qiyamati ma'a al-Muttaqeen wa ma'a al-Iman. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف شيخنا اللهم اشف شيخنا اللهم اشف شيخنا ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.